Welcome to this week's message from A New Church. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our website, newchurch.nz. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy this message.
Who loves Christmas? As Christians, as I was saying last week, it's a little bit of a juggle, because we absolutely uphold the birth of Christ, and we celebrate that at Christmas time every year, like the kids were teaching us Christmas. But at the same time, it's an incredible festive time where we gather together with friends and family, and we give and we receive gifts. So it's always a bit of a juggle for us to lift Jesus high and also receive and give gifts at the same time. Hands up if you love receiving gifts. Hands up if you love giving gifts. I absolutely, if you've done the five love languages, I am a gift giver through and through. So I love that part about Christmas. Christmas is probably my favorite time of the year. And just the whole giving and receiving of gifts, it fills us with so much joy. And in television history, in 2004, some of you may remember it well, was an incredible, never-before-done in the history of mankind, where one single person, Oprah Winfrey, gave cars to like 250 plus people. You get a car, you get a car. And it was like, it cost a huge amount of money, and Oprah's business paid a lot, but then the people that received the cars, a lot of them couldn't afford to pay there was like a present or a gift tax as well. So there were a lot of unhappy people, even though they received cars, and it was just ended up being a little bit of a rigmarole. But it was just an exciting time. Just imagine everyone getting a car and the joy. It is really awesome to receive gifts and give gifts. I remember one Christmas time, I had a Mark II bright orange classic Escort, I think it was, and I really wanted a rev counter, so I bought Christy a rev counter for Christmas, and I really enjoyed her present. When we were early married to her grandmother, I think it was, great-grandmother, there was just a whole lot of clothes to go to the Salvation Army store. It was like this antique petticoat nighty thing, so I wrapped that up for Christy for Christmas. And the look on her face when I presented it to her, and we'd just been early married, and she didn't know whether I was serious or not, and I was just cracking up on the inside, because who really wants an antique nighty that you don't know what's up with that? So that was a hard case. When the kids were younger, and I guess when I was younger as well, as a dad, it was just Christmas and birthdays are just so exciting, because you're supposed to buy toys that your kids want to play with. But as a dad, I really most of the time just bought toys that I wanted to play with. And then I just got twice the amount of presents each year. And the kids called them theirs, but it was really mine, especially like the Lego and stuff. I think I got a whole lot more out of all the Lego sets we bought than my kids, but that's all good. What about receiving gifts that we don't actually like? What do we do with that? It's a dilemma for us Christians, because we can't lie. We shouldn't be lying. But really, what happens every year when someone gives you a gift and you just don't like it? And they say, what do you think? What do we do? Who bends the truth a little bit? I don't know, have you ever been in that situation where people may have complete different taste than you, and they buy you something and it's very well thought about and maybe pricey, and it's like, what about one of those ones that you have to display, like a picture or like a clock or a cowrie clock or something? I have a pet hate for cowrie clocks, no offense for anyone who's got those. But what happens when someone gives you a gift and they're so excited about it, and they're expecting you to display it in the prime spot in your house, and you just can't stand the look of the thing? What do you really do? Is anyone else like that? You guys are all looking like, Simon, I know that you guys are like that. Some of you are just too embarrassed to really confess to me this morning. It's just a difficult one. What about, like, there's a tradition in our family, and my sister's here this morning, so it may be the first time she will ever hear this, but right from when I was pretty much born, someone thought of giving me licorice all sorts for Christmas. And there's this whole thing in our family that Simon loves licorice all sorts. So every birthday and every Christmas, probably without fail, I've received all these licorice all sorts. And Simon, I got you some licorice all sorts, and I just know you love them all the time. And really, I don't know if I've ever, maybe I have confessed it before, but this is the first time publicly, I don't really like licorice all sorts. For 40 plus long years. Sorry, Robin. The cat's out of the bag. I eat them. I mean, who doesn't eat lollies? But honestly, there's a lot of... So these traditions that end, it's like you start collecting something and everyone just gives you that thing for the rest of your life. Who recycles gifts here? You know, when someone gives you like a box of chocolates and it's like, I really need to give that person a box of chocolates and maybe I can just rewrap this one. You know, it's good to confess our sins. Hands up if you've ever done that. Most of us. But it's all good. It's just, you know, all this, it's just funny. But yeah, I do love receiving and giving gifts. What are some great gifts that I would love to receive? I think I may have told you about this, but Lego has produced very recently their largest set ever. It's $1,500, so it's about this massive. It's like the Millennium Falcon. And I mean, it's an obscene price, and I don't expect ever to receive that. But it's just like, it's been a bit of a joke. It's like, yeah, the Millennium Falcon, that'd be amazing. And it came up on one of those prizes for Mighty 8 recently. If you bought something on Mighty 8, which is an online shop, you could go into the draw to win this Millennium Falcon. And I really did pray earnestly that I... put my hand on the computer screen. I really did. And I had the faith, but obviously God realized, Simon, you're 44 years old. You don't need a Millennium Falcon. Anyway, I was so stoked because my son Jasha bought me a gift. I think it was for my birthday or maybe Christmas. It was the Lego Millennium Falcon. The problem was it was the smallest Lego Millennium Falcon you can buy. But it's the thought that counts. So this is pride and joy place on my office. I just crack up. I got the Millennium Falcon. It's just slightly different. On Facebook, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was just really amazing. I asked people what was the most precious gift they'd ever received in their life. And most of them weren't expensive. They were very sentimental, just sort of cheap things, like a plastic wand was someone's favorite precious gift, and dolls and a Papa Smurf. So things that aren't really expensive, but to a child's heart, the most precious things. And as I kept reading down, it was very, very interesting because the answers became less and less material and more important and emotional. And it was really quite emotional reading. One person said the greatest gift that they had received is being able to be adopted into a larger family when they got married. They got a whole new family. Another one was saved from a suicide attempt. Another one had got given a hand-carved carving from their dad who had then passed away. So it was very, very interesting that the more I read, the most precious gifts weren't really material at all. They were things that may not have costed anything, but they were very, very sentimental. I really do think that the most precious gifts in life aren't material things. Because really, in this culture that we live in, we think that having more stuff will make us happier, but it never does. If I was to get the $1,500 Millennium Falcon, I would actually be quite happy for a while, but that happiness would wear off. Every single material thing that we get, it gives us a tiny bit of happiness. It doesn't ever give us lasting joy, which is quite important to remember, especially at Christmas time. Some people give the most expensive gifts. I was looking up online. There's a wealthy Russian magnate called Roman Abramovich. He gifted his girlfriend a $154 million bronze sculpture. And the thing's ugly. It looks like a skinny zombie. It really does. And it's called Walking Man 1 or something. $154 million just for something that doesn't do anything. They were married for a short time, then they split up. Picture, he was bummed out that he spent $154 million. I can't believe, what would we be able to do for mankind with $154 million. You know, there are some gifts that don't cost anything, but they are so valuable. Just to think about it, some of the gifts that we could receive this Christmas time that weren't monetary things or material things at all, but would really just change our lives, fill our hearts with lasting happiness. What about relief from stress? It's like I said last week, stress is a killer. And it's just imagine being relieved of stress. That would be an amazing gift. What about healing from sickness? Just imagine struggling with a severe sickness. That wouldn't be fun at all. Maybe a terminal one. But just imagine being healed from that would completely change your life. That would be an incredible gift that we could receive. What about your husband or wife being saved? Giving their lives to Jesus. Wouldn't that be the most amazing gift ever? Salvation of a loved one. What about the returning home of a prodigal son or a daughter? Someone in your family that is very far away from God and just hurting and lost. And just imagine this Christmas if you got the phone call, "Mom, Dad, I've given my life back to Jesus." That would be a million times better than any Millennium Falcon, wouldn't it? What about Mum and Dad's marriage being reconciled? As a kid, you know, that's just a terrible, terrible thing to go through. But just imagine if your mum and dad got back together this Christmas. That would be an amazing, amazing gift. What about overcoming a personal struggle or a personal addiction and being free and being whole? That would be an incredible. What about getting your sins washed away? All that regret, all that shame, all that sin, all that. Just imagine having a clean slate this Christmas. Wouldn't that be the best gift ever? A fresh start, a new beginning, a new destiny, a new hope, and a new joy. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, it does talk about the greatest gift. So those are amazing gifts. They're great gifts. What is the greatest gift? And in the Amplified Version, it says this: "Now thanks be to God for his gift, precious beyond telling, his indescribable, inexpressible, free gift." Another translation says this: "Thank God for his son, a gift too wonderful for words." Thank God for his son, a gift too wonderful for words. The Bible says that Jesus is the greatest gift of all. And it's amazing. You talk to some people and Jesus isn't even on their radar. They don't. It's like, yes, what's he got to do with me? Some people just use the name of Jesus as a swear word and that's all they ever know. But why is Jesus the greatest gift? I love what this man had to say. "If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness, so God sent us a savior." Now, the Bible is very, very clear. It says all of us have sinned and we've been separated from the goodness of God. We've fallen short of God's glorious standard. It isn't God that's moved away because of things that we've done in our lives that have hurt ourselves and have hurt others. It's called sin. And we have that in our lives if we've blown it. And that separates us from God. We need saving in that predicament because there's nothing we can do to save ourselves. And God knew this. He knew there was only one way to rescue mankind, to rescue us, to save us, and that was to give himself as the greatest gift of mankind. I don't know about you, but Christmas can be very stressful when you're sorting out gifts, and especially if you're on a limited budget. But really, when you think about it, and being, again, quite honest here, we give those that we love the most probably the most expensive gifts, and then there's like a decreasing sliding scale of value that we place on people that we love and care about. And I mean, don't look weird at me. It's just true. I know it's true. Because I know I'll probably spend the most expensive gifts on my wife and my kids. And then it's like the extended family. And then
friends maybe, and then it's like people that are sort of friends, but maybe just Facebook friends, but if they're really special, you'll give them a card, and then maybe, if you're anything like me, a Facebook post, Merry Christmas, bless you guys. And it is actually true, you know, it's, I'll quote someone else, because I'm not the only one that thinks this. We assign different value to people in our lives. I have to be honest, my children and grandchildren will receive the most valuable of my Christmas gifts, and from then on we use an imaginary sliding scale of lesser and lesser value. God gave his greatest gift to the least of us. If you think about it, you'd think naturally, if God was like a human being and think the way that we do, he would give his greatest gifts to those that he is most closest to. But he gave his greatest gift to everyone, to people that hate him, to people that blaspheme him, the people that are down and out, the people that have been rejected by society, the people that are just all screwed up. God even gave them the greatest gift, which means one thing. He cares about us incredibly. We can't even start to fathom how much God cares about the least of the human, us human beings. He loves us all. He gave his greatest gift to every single one of us. If you're anything like me, you sometimes think, oh man, I wish I had it all together like that person. Maybe they're more closer to God. Maybe God is smiling upon them a little bit more. And God loves all of us so much. We are so precious to God. Even in our current state, you may be here this morning or listening to this and thinking, well, no, God must hate me from what I'm into at the moment. He loves you. He loved you so much that even in your predicament right now, he's giving you the gift of eternal life. His greatest gift, his greatest possession, himself. To you, so that you can have a tomorrow that is bright, that you can have an eternal life in heaven with him, reconciled with God. That's good news, isn't it? That's the greatest news. John 3:16, and I'm reading it from the Passion Translation. For this is how much God loved the world, every one of us. He gave his one and only unique Son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him, everyone, anyone will never perish, but experience everlasting life. Jesus is the greatest gift, and he's offering us all himself this morning. What are some great gifts that we could give this Christmas? I've talked about great gifts that we could receive, and I talked about the greatest gift that we could receive. But what about some great gifts that we could give that, again, don't involve any money at all? What about phoning up your mum and dad and giving them a big hug and saying, I love you? That's free. And I know as a dad, whenever my kids do that voluntarily, man, it just touches my heart so much more than what money can buy. What about saying, sorry, will you please forgive me? If we've wronged someone and we know we've blown it and there's just a bit of a distance, when we come to someone and say, look, I'm so sorry. So that's free, but actually it costs a lot. It costs our pride. What about forgiving someone who has treated you wrong? You know, for a lot of us, we will offer forgiveness only when it's asked for. But what about if someone isn't asking for forgiveness and you're still upset with them? Would we extend forgiveness anyway? Because when we hold unforgiveness, really, it doesn't affect the other person. It affects the person that's holding unforgiveness. What about visiting someone who is lonely and needs a bit of encouragement this Christmas? When we used to live in Riverside, there was one of our neighbors, and I don't know, he was a diabetic, so he couldn't eat a lot. I think I'd prayed for him a couple of times, but I felt just to give him some strawberries. Like right before church, I just grabbed something out of our fridge, and strawberries was the only thing I thought that a diabetic could eat. So went up to him and knocked on his door, and I was the only person that Christmas that visited this man. Friends or family, and he was just really touched. He started, if my memory serves me correctly, he was quite emotional with that. Just a little thing that I did. But it didn't cost me anything. It was some strawberries. So there are some great gifts that we could give this Christmas, and I know the Holy Spirit's just moving on our hearts, some of us now, and God is asking us to do something. It's not going to cost money, but it may cost us something else. may change someone's life this Christmas time. What is the greatest gift you could give this Christmas? Those are some great gifts that we could give. What is the greatest gift you could give? And it's simply this, giving your life back to Jesus. Giving your life to Jesus Christ. The Bible says we've all sinned. I've talked about that. We've become separated. And God knows that. He doesn't want us to be separated from Him. I love this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, we know that God doesn't want anyone to perish. It's God's will that no one go to hell. He wants all to come to repentance, all to come back to Him. He loves us that much. He doesn't want any one of us to lose that option and that opportunity to be with Him forever, but He won't overstep the free will that He's given us. And Romans 6:23 tells us the answer, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift, you can't earn a gift. The free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope it was an encouragement to you. To contact us or to find out what's happening at our church, please check out our website, renewchurch.nz.